What are some questions that you, as a new investor, someone getting started, what questions can you ask the agent who answers the phone or the broker who recommends the agent to you? What questions can you ask to see if you want to work with this person? So can we talk about that for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. It's a rather long answer, but I'll go into it like this. The first thing, before you start asking questions, I think you need to ask yourself a few questions. And the questions are, what am I looking for in an investment? Because there are different types of investments and different criteria. I have some investors that buy strictly on an internal rate of return. That's all they look for. I have other investors that I work with that buy strictly off the cash on cash returns. Others buy for the capital appreciation of the property. They buy low, hoping it will continue to go up. So there are different criteria for different investors. So the first thing I would suggest as an investor is to sit down, study the subject intently, educate yourself, and decide, what are my criteria?
Yeah, for example, some guys really actually like fixer-uppers.
Love them. Yeah. Some people hate them. I don't want to do all that work.
Right.
So the first step is to get clear on what you want. It'd be like walking into a mall and screaming at the top of your lungs, what do you have? You know, 48 years later, everybody's getting done telling you what they have. But if you can walk into the mall and say, okay, I want a navy blue suit, size 40, cuffed, pleated, two button. Bam, 10 minutes later, you're out of there. So before you call the agent, it would expedite the process tremendously if you knew what you were looking for as far as an investment and could articulate to them very quickly. Then they can take you right to it. So it cuts the process. So step one is to get clear yourself. What do you want?
So after you know what you're looking for, what questions do you ask an agent?
Well, step one would be to find that agent. And to find them, you can do one of two things. You can call an office that has 40, 50 agents. You can ask all the individual agents these questions. All you can do, as Lynn suggested, just call the owner, the broker, or the manager and say, who are your top agents that work with investors? And the distinction you want to make is this. There's a difference between the top producer and an agent who works with investors. The agent that may be the top-selling agent that helps people find homes to live in may do that very, very well. And a lot of top producers I know are very, very good at what they do. However, they don't own investment properties, and they may not speak the language of investment, and they may not be able to help you find an investment property that suits your needs. So there are two totally different transactions. Buying a home or buying investment, two different transactions, two different buyers, and they're going to require two different agents.
And I'd like to add on to that, because if you are an investor and you're talking to a residential salesperson, it's the most frustrating experience that you can have. You know, for example, a residential agent will go and say, oh, isn't this bathroom pretty? Isn't this kitchen lovely? What do you think of the backyard? And an investor doesn't care about the color of the bathroom or the kitchen or the appliances. An investor wants to know, what's my rate of return? How much down do I have to make? What's my rental income? So I've had the experience of talking to a residential sales agent who really did not understand the needs and wants of an investor. It almost feels you're talking to the enemy at sometimes, because you're not answering my questions. So I don't really care as an investor what the building looks like. To me, a building is a building. I want to know what the deal is. What's the financing? How long has it been listed? How badly do they want to sell? Is there existing financing in place? Those are questions an investor would ask, and oftentimes a residential broker or agent has no interest or doesn't understand why you're asking those questions.
That's correct.
And may I say something? That's really, Robert, going back to this issue of buyer representation. That's why you want an agent to represent you, because those are very specific questions that you can ask the agent, that them representing you, they can find that out for your interest.
Good.
That's true. In addition to that, when you're speaking to an agent that is not experienced in the investment world, it's like talking to somebody from a different planet or a different country. There's no common language that ties you together where you can express your criteria and make it clear. They don't know what you're talking about.
Right, because we use a different vocabulary. Like, I don't care what the drapes look like. I want to know, is it copper plumbing or galvanized? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
I want to know, is there FHA assumption financing on it, or do I have to get new financing? Will they carry back? In other words, I want to know if they will finance the project for me so I don't have to go through a bank. But a lot of times when I've talked to realtors who are only into selling homes versus investment property, it is just the most horrifying experience possible because you are not speaking the same language.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. That's why you want to find a broker who works with investors. We play the cash flow game at the Austin Institute of Real Estate, and I've had agents ask me, what does ROI mean? And they've been licensed for several years.
Or what's an internal rate of return? Or what's cash on cash?
Right.
Or what's depreciation? Because those are not words or the vocabulary of a residential home buyer.
That's
but
correct.
But for an investor, those are words that are priceless to them.
That's right. And that's why I think an investor looking for property needs to educate themselves and be familiar with those terms. They can't really rely on the broker totally. I mean, if the broker starts using those words and the investor doesn't understand what those words mean, you know, that's not a match made in heaven either.
Right.
So it really is going to be mutually the investor and the broker being able to work together and be aligned.
Right. So that goes back to step one. You have to do your own educational process. And education never stops. Is that correct for you guys?
Yes.
Right.
We learn something new every single day.
Every transaction teaches you something new.
Right.